the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD has passed the $40,000 mark. We've made $43,164.50 for my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, $43,164. And if you'd like a copy of our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, order at 877-616-7445. 877-616-PHIL. 877-616-7445. $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. And you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check. And the service is fast, it's courteous, it's professional. And if you'd just like to donate to my friend's place, you can go to homelessyouth.org and find about their organization and how you can help them. But again, 877-616-7445. We're at $43,164 for those great guys. And also on December the 22nd, you can also pick up a copy of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD at the Gameworks at the Block and Orange. It's that time of year on December 22nd, my Christmas CD signing from 9 to midnight. And this is your chance to eat, drink, party, and play and get your Best of 2000 CD signed by me. To take the boredom out of waiting in line, Gameworks is offering a three-hour game card good for unlimited use while I'm there for only $20, and $5 of your purchase will also go to my friend's place. Thanks again. We'll hope to see you there on the 22nd. So what else are we doing here as we kick off the program? David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show, joins us. It's kind of a festive time of year, isn't it, David?
It really is, Phil, and our very best to everybody at my friend's place. They do tremendous work.
And you wanted to talk to me before the show got going?
I did, Phil. I wanted to get to talk to you a little bit about our Santa Land Party, which we have every year for charity. And it's a big event. A lot of the advertisers, a lot of the children of advertisers, a lot of employees are going to be there, and a lot of underprivileged kids are going to be there. We want to make a offer to Phil Henry on the Phil Henry Show this afternoon.
Okay.
Phil, we felt that we would like you to play Santa Claus at the party, and you can mix and mingle and have the kids sit in your lap, and they tell you all of the... you know, when the children sit on Santa's lap, all the baloney they want for Christmas, and
you want me to be the Santa Claus?
Yeah, at the party, and I know what you're thinking because
Jim Tootin does that every year.
Jim does do it every year for us, Phil. And first of all, we want to congratulate Jim because he lost 50 pounds since last year's Christmas party, and as a result. He, what can I tell you, doesn't look like Santa Claus anymore. So we were going to ask you, on behalf of your listeners and on behalf of the Santa Land Party, if you'd be Santa Claus.
Well, here's the thing about that, and I appreciate you asking me. I wanted to attend that with my wife and kids, because we were going to go.
I understand.
And enjoy the party.
I understand that, but Jim is no longer available to play Santa Claus, so I guess I don't mean to put you on the spot.
You're asking me to play Santa Claus.
Right.
What about anybody else?
I don't know who you'd suggest.
Well, anybody can play.
Well, the Santa Claus suit generally it's a suit that fits somebody who's big.
So you're saying I've gotten fat?
No, I'm not saying you've gotten fat. I'm just saying that it's a suit that would obviously is obviously going to fit you.
You know, anybody can play it. Okay, I don't know why we're dealing with this.
I just want to hear you say yes for the kids.
And well, anybody can play a Santa Claus. They can put a pillow in there.
Yeah, we want a realistic looking Santa, which is one of the reasons why the kids enjoy it every year. Jim's lost a lot of weight. I don't think it's any secret around, and I'm not saying this, Phil, to put you down, but I don't think it's any secret around the station that you put on probably 40 pounds in the last year. Okay?
Which is something I'm not proud of.
I'm sorry?
Which is something that I'm not proud of.
No, I'm not saying you're fat. What I'm saying is you have put on 40 pounds, and how do I say this without being offensive? You are right now the heaviest guy on our staff, on our air staff.
I got to tell you something, David. I don't feel good about this.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it, whether you feel good or whether you don't want to feel good. I need somebody to be Santa Claus at this party. I'm asking you on behalf of the kids that need our help.
We give a lot of money to charity on this show.
No, I know that, but you know our Santaland party gets a lot of money for charity too.
Okay.
I mean, what's the problem?
The problem is you're asking me this. I'm very uncomfortable with being asked to be the Santa Claus at the party.
A lot of people play Santa Claus at Christmas time.
No, I understand. It's not so much being asked to be Santa. You are saying that I should be Santa Claus because I've put on 40 pounds in the last year, which I'm not proud of.
You're the heaviest. You weigh more than anybody on the staff.
And I don't really appreciate you saying that on the... I don't know why I'm bothered by this.
Well, Phil, there's an old saying, pride goes before the fall. Are you a little proud? Because let me bring your pride down a little bit.
A little proud? No, I'm not a little proud. I just don't like...
Let me bring your pride. There are a lot of hungry kids and a lot of charities that will benefit from our Santa Land party. We want a Santa Claus. You're the guy on the staff. I'm sorry that you've eaten too much this past year. I'm sorry that you have some emotional problems or whatever it is that have caused you to put on weight.
And I don't think I have emotional problems. I think...
Well, what? You've put on 40 pounds, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have.
And you are overweight, are you not? Phil, I'm sorry.
This is really not fair.
I'm sorry, but you have gotten fat, and you are the only person on the staff who can be the Santa Claus in any realistic sense. You are partially Irish, are you not?
I'm on my mother's side, yeah.
All right. And forgive me for saying this. I guess I'm going to have to apologize for this, but you have a very red nose and you've got red cheeks. And that's probably from the Irish.
From the drinking Irish, huh?
I didn't say that, did I? You want to start a fight?
Or I don't want to start a fight. I'm just very uncomfortable.
Phil, you know something? In the span of a year, you are very obviously overweight. Everybody at the station knows it. Everyone can see it. You've got a red nose. You've got red cheeks. You look like Santa Claus. Are you drinking?
I beg your pardon?
Are you drinking to excess?
No, I am not.
Do you drink before you come to work?
Why are we doing this on the air?
I'm asking questions because, to me, you're hiding something. I'm asking you to do something for charity.
Why are we talking about this on the air? No, I don't drink when I come. You know full well I don't drink. I don't drink on a work day. I don't drink on a work night. And I sure don't drink before I come to work.
You never have a beer at lunch.
No, I do not.
Phil, you've gotten fat.
David, I know that. Do we have to bring this up?
I'm sorry, but you have gotten disgustingly overweight. You've put on so much weight that you are now officially obese. And we need somebody to play Santa Claus. Now, will you or will you not?
I don't really...
See, what's happening now is you're doing what is called a fat persona, okay?
What is a fat persona? I'm having a hard time...
You're getting a fat persona.
What is that?
Phil, I'm talking about the tendency of fat people to be lazy. Now, you know it's true.
And I don't know that any of that's true.
Well, it's fat. The reach... You look at, you take a fat man and have him try to tie his shoe, and then he has to take a two-week vacation. You ask a fat man to reach for a paperclip, then he needs to take a three-day weekend. You ask a fat man to file papers, and he needs to sit down to catch his breath. Are you telling me that you now have the fat persona?
I'm going to tell you something right now. You're offending a lot of overweight...
Do you have the fat persona?
I do not have the fat persona, okay? I am not...
Well, then why are you being lazy? And by the way, don't even ask a fat woman to do anything, okay? Because she'll file a civil suit against you. Have you ever done that? Have you ever asked a fat woman to file some papers? Hey, honey, would you put some papers in the filing cabinet? Sexual harassment, civil lawsuit. It's like a discrimination lawsuit.
Look, I don't want to get into any of this, and I don't know why we're talking about this.
Well, I'm asking you, will you be Santa Claus?
Because I'm a fat man, huh?
Because you're the fattest guy on the staff. Hello? Well, what are you doing?
I'm embarrassed.
Well, give a phone number or something.
All right.
How are you embarrassed?
I'm embarrassed you're calling me a fat man in front of everybody on my show. I'm not proud of putting on 40 pounds. I don't feel good about it.
You get winded when you tie your shoe, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Look, Phil, don't be ashamed. Do something. Be Santa Claus. Do something fat. If you're going to be fat, do something fat. Use it to your advantage. The listeners out there understand what I'm talking about. These fat people who take up space at the offices and the businesses across America, it's the least they can do to play Santa Claus at a party. Otherwise, we got to look at them at Christmas parties, don't we? And like I said, ask that fat secretary of yours to do something. She'll file a civil action against you. And
let me just think, and let me give the phone number out here.
Go ahead.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We do a talk show, although right now I'm speechless.
Look at Phil. Pride goes before the fall.
I know that pride goes before the fall, but you coming on the air and bringing up the fact that I'm 40 pounds overweight, and I'm a fat man, and I ought to play Santa Claus.
Oh, you're going to be the sad fat man now? Phil, we all have to suck it up. And we all got to take a good long look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You're fat. You're overweight. And the other thing that fat people should be is jolly. So when you're sad, you're not jolly, and you're not doing whatever the fat person does.
I don't feel jolly right now.
But fat people are crying on the inside and laughing on the outside. And the other thing that fat people do is that they're lazy. And then the other thing they do is they play Santa Claus. So you should do two of the three. Don't do all three.
Don't be the lazy part.
Don't do the lazy thing, but cry on the inside, laugh on the outside, and be Santa Claus. Because you've gained 40 pounds, you're a fat slob. I ought to have you take a physical for your insurance, but I won't. I ought to have you take a physical just to make sure that you're a sound employee for the next year, but I won't.
I'm ashamed.
You ought to be ashamed. You're a fat pig.
I didn't mean...
Are you unhappy?
No, I'm not. I'm happily married.
Tell that wife of yours to quit feeding you pork chops and rice and fat food. Take a commercial break. Oh, what are you going to cry?
No, I'm not crying. I'm just... 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, let me ask you something, David. My program director, David G. Hall, is on the line saying that you want me to play the Santa Claus at the party this year because I'm a fat pig, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have a problem calling me names, huh?
No, Phil, I'm not trying to call you names. You're the guy who is reluctant to do this party because you don't want your feelings hurt.
Well, you have hurt my feelings.
Well, you should have thought of that before you ordered your four-egg omelet this morning. Or before you had a side of bacon for breakfast on Saturday morning. Or before you had pork chops and rice. Or before you said, more stuffing, please. Any one of a million things that you did that got you to the point in your life right now where you're 40 pounds. How much did you weigh?
What?
How tall are you?
Look at David.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet tall.
All right, so how much do you think you ought to weigh?
I probably ought to weigh about 190.
100. What do you weigh now? Look, you know, trying to pretend like you're hurt, you're the fat slob, not me. Now, how much do you weigh right now?
I weigh 250.
Holy Christ, 60 pounds overweight. And you refuse me the party. Listen, fatso, don't get the fat persona. Don't start kicking back in a rocking chair on the front porch with Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder and everything gwine be all right. I want you to start taking your life seriously.
I was going to work with a personal trainer.
Well, start working with a personal trainer, and until then, you're going to be the Santa Claus at this party.
Look, I don't know what you want me to do. I got phone calls here.
What?
I got phone calls from listeners.
What about them?
Do you want to take them? They're people who want to talk to you.
I don't care. I'll tell you right now, like, what, they're going to try to change my mind?
There are people who want to talk to you.
I don't care.
All right, Ginger, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is this? Is this Ginger?
What David is saying.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What is your
Listen,
name? Ma'am, what
I
is your name? I just want to get your name.
I weigh 105 pounds.
I'm just trying to get your name.
I'll be honest with you.
What's your name?
Ginger, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
And they
hold
were
on.
Not lazy.
Hold
and I
on.
Think that you're staring.
Oh, God. Are you there, lady?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be quiet for a minute? What did you want, David?
Sure. I'm just asking her her weight.
I just told you I weigh 105 pounds.
What is your name?
My name is Ginger.
You got the name Ginger and you're not fat.
That's right.
I find that very difficult to believe.
I don't understand.
What
is that supposed to mean?
Why, if the name Ginger, why would that make me fat?
Ginger in what city? Tampa? And you're not fat.
I
bet you got red hair.
I do have red hair.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Now here we go for the closer. I bet you weigh close to 300 pounds.
Well, you know what?
You know?
I don't
was
weigh
I right?
anywhere close to 300 pounds.
Did you
I
used
weigh
to be?
105. No, I've never been heavy. I've been thin all my life.
Look, the point, David, offending listeners.
No, I'm just asking her.
Yeah, but offending listeners.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. So what's your problem?
My problem is that your stereotypical ignorance of people that you stereotype people and feel that you have the right to do that.
I worked around people my whole life.
Let me ask you, David.
I've worked around people.
Is there anything wrong with you? Besides that your brain doesn't go all the way to the top of the elevator?
My brain doesn't go to the top of the elevator. Let me just ask you one question, Ginger. Were you on that crack diet?
No.
What's the point of this?
You got a lot of... I don't know why I'm taking phone calls on this.
I'm taking phone calls, man. I got a lot of people who want to talk to you. What's the point of saying she was on the crack diet?
Because I don't believe that people are that ignorant of nutrition and good health. The fact of the matter remains that you are overweight, and you need to do something about that.
Well, then why don't you let me lose the weight? Why do I got to be Santa Claus at a party?
Because you're the only fat guy on the staff right now who can fill out that suit. And I'm sorry, Phil, but that's the facts.
Laguna Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I think this guy, I think he's very fat. David, you're fat. Why you call everybody, why you call all fat lazy?
Because you are.
I'm not lazy. I work 10 hours a day.
You work 10 hours a day?
Of course. No, I'm not lazy.
Okay. I would expect you to say something like that.
Well, what makes you think this guy's fat?
Because I can tell.
Why? Well, you can tell.
I can tell the thickness in your voice, the fat wrapping around your vocal cords. I can't even understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm look.
I don't understand. Where are you from?
I'm 250 pounds.
Why is it I can't understand him?
He has an accent.
That's not fat.
No, that's not fat. That's his accent. He's from Mexico.
I'm from Brazil.
I thought the fat was causing you to misform your words.
Do you
have extra fat in your mouth?
All right, here is San Gabriel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Marie, hello.
Marie.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, that's me. I'm so furious.
Hello, is Marie there?
Hardly speak.
Marie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, David G. Hall, ma'am.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I'm so furious I can hardly speak. I've never listened to your show before.
All right, well, it's
I
not my
it
show.
On the
it's,
way home.
It's Phil Hendry's show. It's not mine.
I'm the host, ma'am, and this is my program director.
And Mr. Hendry's fat. And I'm telling him to lose some weight.
Well, it's none of your business.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I'll tell you something. He has a lawsuit.
I want him to play Santa Claus.
Well, I want him to sue your butt and never
for
work
what?
Again.
What's
and
he going to sue
me for? Of the station.
What's he going to sue me for? Go ahead.
Slander.
You watch the O.J. trial.
Slander.
Go ahead. Slander.
Yes.
Just because I said, Phil,
you
are you fat?
Have no right to pick on him on
slander
the air.
Slander is saying something false. Am I saying anything false, Phil?
I think you're being very...
Am I saying anything false?
You don't
false?
Have a right to undress him on the air.
Undress
that's
him
abuse.
Now?
Abuse.
Lady, just because you watched the O.J. trial doesn't mean you know anything about lawyering.
I didn't watch
and
the O.J. trial.
And I can tell you,
the,
oh, you probably sat in front of that thing more
no,
than you did.
No, I didn't.
How much do you weigh?
Oh, come on, David. You don't have to ask me.
110 and I'm 5'7".
Everybody
I
weighs.
Don't consider that fat.
I noticed that now we're doing this subject, everybody suddenly weighs 110 pounds.
Well, I do.
What, did you suddenly lose 50 pounds while you're on the phone?
You
and
know
by
what?
The way,
look you're at, just obnoxious.
Ma'am, slander.
You are really
you
obnoxious.
Want slander? Okay, I bet Phil's wife hasn't been on the bottom in 10 years. Now, that's slander.
You know what?
Oh,
and you've
man.
Got a dirty mouth, too.
No, I don't believe it.
Hold on.
Well, you know what?
One 800 449 8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I weigh 250 pounds. David G. Hall is my program director. He wants me to play Santa Claus at the office party because I'm fat. Is that it, David?
Because, Phil, it would be appropriate for you to be Santa Claus. We've got a lot of underprivileged kids who are going to be at the party.
You made the statement, though, because I'm fat, I fit the Santa Claus suit.
I made the statement that Jack Tuden, who's been Santa Claus the last 3 years, yes, lost some weight. He lost 50 pounds. And we do congratulate Jack because he cares about his health and he cares about his family.
And I don't care about my family.
Do you weigh 250 pounds?
I'm sorry?
Do you weigh 250 pounds?
Yes, I weigh 250.
Then how could you care about your family? Now get your fat rear end into the fat man suit, sit there. And
you want kids sitting on my knee?
Yes. Phil, you don't know this, but before you started working for me, I had all the doors in the office. We had to take out some of the door jams so you could move around the office, all right? It cost us $26,000. The least you could do is play Santa.
Well, I refuse to believe that that happened.
Well, you refuse to believe that happened. You can talk to Ernie about it then, okay? Because he signed the check.
You had to widen doorways.
Yes, we did, fatso.
Here is Susan. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Susan. Susan?
I only think two things I have to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, your voice is very, very pleasant.
Thank you.
Women I know, and including myself, usually like a little heavier weight men because we can hug them as a teddy bear.
Yeah, sure. Look, I got a guy here who's a tub of guts.
Your boss' voice is awful. Whatever he says, it's just
what I am telling you is I've got a fat man here.
He's
a fat man.
Not to speak about what he is saying.
Well, how come I got to pay money to order him a special chair?
All right, Susan.
Never
we'll
mind.
See you
call
later. You. Bye. Great call. Here is Terry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Do you know what the word respect is?
You talking to me or?
No, he's probably talking
to me. Talking to your boss.
You talking to me?
Yes.
I know exactly what respect is.
Well, why don't you respect
it's what
this
people
man
should
and ask him offline if he
I
wants to
be
Santa or not instead of embarrassing him?
I'm the boss.
Uh-huh.
And the first respect that is owed here is the respect that's owed to me.
Well, respect goes two ways.
Oh, wait a second.
He might have to respect you as a boss, but as a human being, I wouldn't.
What did I do wrong? Phil
well,
has put on all the way.
You're criticizing the hell out of him on radio.
Well, do we have a lot of fat people calling in? Is that
no, we're not asking people their weight.
I've got 18 years invested in the service. And
how much do you weigh?
Huh?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 170 pounds.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Okay, that's a little heavy.
No, that sounds like he's pretty solid to me.
Well, all right. You know, people could say anything they want. Let me just say this. I'm the guy that hired Phil Henry. Now he's put on 60 pounds since I hired him. 60 pounds. He walks around the office, the biggest, fattest guy here. I ask him to play Santa Claus at a party, and he gets his feelings hurt. Now, why is that fair, and why is that right?
Because you could do it somewhere else.
I'm not talking to you, am I? I'm asking this guy.
Let me ask you a question.
What's
How
your
much
name?
Money do you, does your radio station make a year?
A year?
Yeah.
Probably close to $300 million.
Okay. Why don't you invest some money and turn around and put a gym in there and turn around to where people can work out where they're sitting down
there all
day
long. So all of a sudden now I got to make fat slobs learn how to get motivated.
No.
How many times are you going to call me a fat slob?
Well, are you?
There's no respect. He doesn't have no respect. Even any of the listeners that are on the radio, that he has no respect for anybody.
Phil, you know you're fat, don't you?
I don't have to go on.
Don't you know you're fat?
That's not the point. The point is,
Phil. Say you're fat. Say you're a fat man.
A yes or no answer.
Say you're a fat
man.
You
got him on the air, and all you've criticized him ever since I've been listening to you.
All I want him to do is say he's a fat man.
Then you tell him off the air.
I'm asking him now.
No. You turn around. How many people have you talked to so far?
What are you talking about?
7 or 8 besides myself.
Say it, Phil.
And you've criticized every person on there. You've asked everybody, what is your weight? How much do you weigh?
I'm a fat man.
There you go. You just heard him say it. He's a fat man. He's a
fat. How much do you weigh, sir?
How much do I weigh?
Yes.
160 pounds.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay. Are you real skinny to where everybody calls you a beanpole?
No, they call me badass, if you want to know what they call me.
Well, I mean...
Badass.
They do.
Fat ass, or do you think you're a badass just because you're the boss and you can tell everybody what to do?
I didn't say fat ass. I said badass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just because you got a position to where you're a supervisor, to where you think you're boss and God, to where you can criticize anybody you please?
Look, I'm 160 pounds, and 10 pounds of that is in my pants.
Okay, so what is that?
I thought it was in your lower lip, the way I'm taking it.
No, no.
I mean, all you've done is criticized everybody on the air so far.
Maybe. But I will say this, sir. I'm trying to get Fat Boy here.
Will you please stop calling me that?
How else can I motivate you to lose the weight, Phil?
Well, if I lose the weight, then I won't be able to get into the Santa Claus suit, and you'll have to get somebody else.
So I'll call up Rush Limbaugh. What difference does it make?
Oh, great. He's lost weight, too. You know that?
Yeah, he looks crappy.
Yeah, well, whatever. He's lost a lot of weight. Here is Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that you are handling this like a champ. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
How many fat people are going to call this show tonight?
We have not asked anybody
their weight. And I really, really would have to tell the other gentleman, you reap what you sow, sir.
Whatever that means.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Waylon. Thanks, whatever.
Please be careful what you say to people.
And you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And Rome wasn't built in a day.
God bless you.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Thank you for handling your job just exactly as you have.
Right, okay.
You are the one that's
every dark cloud has a silver lining.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a great day. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Remember, divided we fall and united we stand.
God bless you.
And a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Is she done?
Yes, she's done. Dawn on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Dawn on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes,
sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say I can't believe this guy is talking.
How much do I weigh? Yes, sir.
Well, I'm 6'2". I weigh 190 pounds. I have a 7% body fat. I am not fat.
You're not
fat. I can't believe that you would talk to this guy on the radio like this. I guess because you think you are a boss or something, you can open your lip up and put people down.
Well, I'm just
like
saying,
you have on everyone.
Well, I hired the guy. I picked him up out of the gutter and made him what he is today.
So what, you're going to bag on him now or something?
Well, the fact is he was 190, now he's 60 pounds overweight. He's a fat tub of guts.
So what's that to you if the guy's doing the job?
Because I want nothing. Well, when I asked the guy to be Santa Claus for the party so he could put his big fat butt into the Santa suit, plus he's got those rosy cheeks because he's an Irishman, and you know, are you Irish?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you know how they drink, don't you?
David.
Shut up. I'm not talking to you. You know how they drink, right?
No, I don't know how they drink.
These
I'm not a drinker myself.
Let me tell you something. These Micks will put it away. You take an Irishman with a big fat ass, you stick him into that Santa suit. Now you got an Irishman with rosy red cheeks, a big red nose, and a big fat ass in a Santa suit. Now, why can't he do that? No, he's got to complain. He's got to say that I'm being offensive. He's got to say that I'm ruining his self-image. He's the guy that ate all the pork chops, not me.
Hey, Phil,
you know,
all I can say is,
I'm not talking to you.
Your money situation,
I'm not talking to you.
But you ought to not
just
try sniffing the dirt.
Well, the guy...
Shut up, Phil. Okay,
you know,
Phil,
especially
anything else?
Talking about your wife, Phil. That's way out of line.
All I said was it's been years since she's been on the bottom.
Well,
tell me I'm wrong,
nothing
Phil.
For you to say,
you're
buddy.
Way out of line to be talking about my...
Shut up.
Way out of line.
Excuse me.
I wish I could do it for him, pal. I really do.
Thank you.
Okay, how about that Santa suit?
Where is it?
It's in the closet in your office.
I'll go try it on.
Atta, baby.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I went to a town over the weekend called Solvang. Solvang, as you know, is up in the mountains, up in the Santa Ynez Valley. It's up behind Santa Barbara. And Solvang is a little town near a lake, up in the little valley there, near Buellton, where the pea soup factory is, up off of 101. And they have a lot of Danish stuff up there. It's a Danish place. Now, I happen to know, or maybe I'm wrong, but I'm sure I read somewhere, And somebody help me with this. Mike, Solvang was invented pretty much by a group of business people, enterprising business people, who said, we got to get something going. Isn't that what you heard? I heard the same thing. See, in other words, like I'm walking down the street with my wife in Solvang on Saturday, and she says, geez, this is fantastic. And you know, the Danish people came here at the turn of the century wearing wooden shoes on a covered wagon, and they had an arrow through their hats, and they just made it through the valley. I said, what are you talking about? This place is the byproduct of a marvelous brainstorming session a couple of guys had over a cup of coffee, and they said, dude, we have got to get something going in this town, or we're dying on the vine. So in other words, they invented it. They invented the whole Danish thing. I'm pretty sure that's it. Now, if I'm wrong, well, I'm not going to be the first guy who was ever wrong about anything on the radio or TV, for that matter, okay? If I'm wrong, just call me Bernie Shaw, and it's the state of Florida. What? What can women bring their husbands up here to spend their money on? Oh, that's what they're saying. That's exactly what they were saying. That's what the guys in Solvang were asking each other that day, I don't know how many years ago. How can we get these people up here to come up and spend some dough? I know, we'll make it Danish. And it's in the middle of California. It's up there in the hills of California. It's above Santa Barbara. And it's a Danish little place. It's Danish. It ain't Dutch. Is it Dutch? What difference does it make? It's a bunch of women in those little blue skirts with a white thing and a hat. So anyway, we're driving around up there, and we finally stop the car, and we get out, and we're walking. And the next thing that became very evident to me was the only thing to do in Solvang, the only real thing to do in Solvang, is eat and drink. That's the only real thing. Now, they have some antique stores. As a matter of fact, Maria went into one and bought something. Because they got some cool stuff. But really, the only thing to do there is eat. And when I mean eat, I'm not talking about a steak. I'm talking about just big, fat cream puffs and eclairs and stuff jammed with cream and pie and cake and chocolate and everything. And you should have seen me, all 250 pounds of me, sitting there in a Danish bakery on Sunday morning. And the kids are looking at me. And I bought an eclair. And it's a cream-filled eclair with chocolate stuffing. And I'm sitting there, and I'm loading this into my mouth. I'm going, you know, diets are difficult. And thank God I've got the willpower. And I'm eating this eclair with the cream all over my face. So there I was. I had hit my nadir. I had hit my low point. Big, fat slob of a guy like me sitting there shoving a cream puff eclair into my face. And the kids on the floor rolling with hysterics. I had become the fat clown. I had become the fat man entertaining the kids. Laughing. Ha 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 ha. For dessert, there was a chocolate cake. All we did was eat. Oh, yeah, we went horseback riding on Sunday morning. Boy, that was the poor horse that was underneath me. I had become the jolly fat elf driving through the streets of Solvang there at 10 o'clock at night in search, in desperate need of a chocolate-filled something or other. Anyway, on Sunday we went horseback riding, and the horse they gave me was some poor busted-down nag, man. I thought this thing was going to die of a heart attack. And then we had to go up hill and dale. You know, we went on a pretty good ride, like a two-hour ride through the backcountry up there. And we're going up hills and down hills and going up these hills. This horse, I swear, was going to have a heart attack. And horses, of course, they don't care, so they're farting and they're crapping and they're doing everything as they're going up the hill. And my horse is just farting and crapping and just anything that he can do to lessen the load because he's got fatso sitting on him. And you talk about ignoring me. I got on a horse now. I've not, my name isn't John Wayne, but I have ridden horses before, and I know you can go, you know, kick them, and they're supposed to go. This one couldn't have cared less. As soon as I got on him, he goes over to a water trough or something. I wanted to keep him away from the other horses, and I'm pulling. Horse completely ignores me because he knows he has a fat idiot on his back. So I go, you know, nothing. The whole weekend was just one big disrespectful thing after the next. Horse disrespecting the fat man on his back, and then, of course, I'm shoveling down the eclairs and Solvang. If you are trying to get into shape, if you're someone who would really like to get down to your fighting weight, you want to tone up and you want to trim down. If you're someone who is interested in cutting down a little bit the caloric content of your food, trying to burn off some of those calories and trying to burn off some of those carbs so you can get to the fat, by all means, go to Solvang for 3 days. go there and go into a bakery and sit down, and the waitress will be with you in a moment. As you can just, you know, you can just kiss your diet goodbye. But I swear to God, Mike, that's what they did. They said, how do we get there? I don't know. We got to get somebody up here. So they decided they'd go with a Danish motif. And the reason why I know that is there's another town somewhere. It's like in Arizona or something, or Nevada. And they went with some kind of a Ubangi thing. Yeah, it's, I don't know what the name of the town is, but it's like Ubangi, Nevada. And they decided they'd go with a whole African motif. There they are in the middle of the burning hot desert, and they wanted to go subtropic. And they wanted it because they got to get some money going. And they said, well, I don't know how the hell, what do you want? I don't know what we're going to do. Well, we've got to get some interest. Okay, we can go with a sort of a Swahili, southeastern Ivory Coast thing, Africa, maybe at the time of the Portuguese invasion, some sort of a, you know, I don't know, like a Muslim meets Swahili cultural thing. Let's do that. That sounds like it'll really, really get the people in Idaho interested. So that's what they did. And if you go to Nevada and you can find that town, it's like going to Africa. Now, they don't have a lot of black folks up there, but a lot of white people in blackface, and, you know, they have some lip discs, and they try to do it. Some of the ideas a lot of these towns are having to try to get business is a little bizarre. But this Solvang thing, man, I swear to God, you'd think you hit Danish Vegas. You drive down the street. You know how Vegas is all the lights and gambling and everything? Well, Solvang's got all the lights, but it's all about fat and eating and shoveling cookies into your face. Large lights are going all the time. And you drive down the street there, and it's all about, like, cookies and cake. Family fun. And then they got beer tasting. You ever been to a beer tasting? Well, what's the taste? And what the hell's the taste? Come on in and have a beer. I go, beer tasting? Well, here's a honey ale. I said, look, pal, you got the wrong guy. No, this is really good. You got the wrong guy for your honey ale. Okay? And, well, what about, there's a nice raspberry, woodberry, tut. Don't you shovel that honey bear raspberry ale swill on me. I want a beer, and I want it now. Well, how about a nice raspberry ale, sir, and a funnel cake? I told you. Get it out of my face. Come on in and taste the honey ale. You're into that stuff, though, aren't you, Schaefer? What about you? Oh, my God, I'd rather choke. I'd rather sip out of every toilet in Dodger Stadium than sit there and, yeah, Newcastle ain't bad, but what is up with the honey, wheatgrass, cracked wheat, cracked ass ale? Honey ass ale. 7-grain beer. You know what? If it tastes like something that I would serve my daughter, I don't want it, man, okay? If it tastes like something Catherine can drink, forget it. I don't want it. And I don't care if I'm going to have it with my damn funnel cake either. So we went and got a real good martini instead. We had a Danish martini. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget to order the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. 877-616-7445.